With the first selection in the January 26th edition of Thumbs, Bruce Arthur.
Well, my thumb is up to the Edmonton Oilers because you can't be too careful these days. No, sir. You have to watch out, especially when you are in year 8 of a rebuild that has produced 3 number 1 overall picks, 3 other top 10 picks, 5 head coaches, no playoff appearances, public money for a new arena, an estimate that the franchise has coincidentally nearly doubled in value, and 1 Kevin Lowe, who is currently the franchise's president of hockey operations. So when a guy tows a sign that reads Kevin Lowe must go in multicolored letters outside your office, you'd better call the police, which you did, in case it turned violent. Because that's not a humiliating indication of a bunker mentality shared by a franchise whose treatment of its fans borders on a prank at this point. Right?
Officially recorded as thumbs up. Dave?
Of course, they're only 1 point away from picking first overall. Again, my thumb is up to Anthony Calvillo, who made it official this week by announcing his retirement after 20 CFL seasons. Calvillo leaves the game with his name on most of the CFL's meaningful passing records and is regarded as one of the league's all-time greats. But what stood out about him again this week was his humility and his class. Maybe it came from his modest upbringing in East LA, or perhaps his time struggling as a member of the Las Vegas Posse or the Hamilton Tiger Cats. But Anthony Calvillo's greatest asset as a player, and what we should remember him for most, was the respect he had for the game, his family, and his adoptive home of Montreal.
Speaking of, Michael.
And my thumb is up because the simple solution is generally the right one. Canada got it right with flag bearer for Sochi, Haley Wickenheiser. Wickenheiser might have lost the sea on the ice, but she has not lost her commanding presence in the game, in the country, or in the Olympic movement. She is the best player in the history of women's hockey, a 3-time gold medalist, and now a 6-time Olympian, which includes 1 trip as a softball player. As for the flag bearer curse, well, as a veteran observer of the SI cover jinx, I say phooey. What Wickenheiser carries February 7th will have no impact what might occur on the gold medal game February 20th.
My thumb is down to those hockey fans, especially hockey commentators, who were annoyed when they didn't get to see a goalie fight between Peter Budaj and Marc-Andre Fleury. To them, the officials who prevented it did something wrong. Really? Whenever one goalie decides for whatever reason or for no reason to leave his end of the ice and the other goalie decides to meet him halfway to throw punches, those in charge of the game should stand back and watch? I mean, the NHL looks silly enough for the stuff it doesn't try hard enough to prevent. But the minute it appears to encourage Budaj versus Fleury, it's a midnight beer league.